The MTA is getting what it wanted, a big bailout from Washington, but now it says more money will be needed soon. Here's WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
MTA Chairman Pat Foy calls it a healthy amount.
$25 billion for public transit agencies around the country, which will yield $4 billion to the MTA.
But now Foy says it won't solve all their problems.
We're only at the starting point of this crisis. We will need substantially more than that to survive.
Asked why they didn't request more money in the first place, Foy said there are still a lot of unknowns.
We've planned for disruptions in the past, but never on this scale or scope.
The MTA is losing about $125 million a week thanks to the steep drop in ridership. It stands to lose even more as tax revenue dries up. It's announced what it calls the Essential Service Plan, preserving rush hour trains but cutting some express routes. Workforce availability is also a concern. MTA officials say 52 workers have tested positive for coronavirus, but it declined to say how many overall are quarantined or calling out of work. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.